My name is Daryl Marks. I am White Corn Zuni Edgewater, born for those going home. My maternal grandparents are Red House and my paternal grandparents are Salt. I'm originally from the community of Tamalia, which is northeast of Flagstaff. I serve as the academic advisor for Native American students here at the high school, which means that I'm here to help students that are struggling with their academics. When our doors closed to the schools and our students had to return home, their homes were like Four Corners area, New Mexico, Window Rock, Chinle, Tuba City, and so on. Some just right out here in Loop. And their internet connectivity was not that great at all. Some of them didn't even have that. Some of them didn't even have cell phone service. And the challenges were only aggravated even more because their families were losing jobs. They were losing family members. So hardships were impacting them. We had even students here in town who were like, my parents had to make a decision, either put food on the table or pay for the internet. So there was no choice. And so it was constant phone calls. It was sending emails. It was finding ways to visit our students virtually, sometimes physically distant. It was like, I'm driving up to your house. How are you doing? Right? You're good? Okay. Do you need anything? All right. Be safe. Right? Roll up the window and then go. Like we went to those extents. We even got to the point as a staff where our principal was like, I have a plane. We have students in Chinle. We have students in Kienta. Let's go see how they're doing. My work day went from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. to 6 a.m. to 12 midnight, Monday through Sunday, because the need was always there. And then, you know, through all of this, Makaius, my son, and I, we, along with some other relatives like Somana Tutsi, we put together a nonprofit to be able to say, okay, this, we need to start figuring out how do we do this long term? Because after the pandemic, what do we do next? Because we're identifying all of these needs. With the closures, with the pandemic, it really brought all of the inequities to the surface. You know, the reason why we're talking with the JFK, that snuck up on me. That wasn't anything I planned for, right? The nomination came from somebody from the school who had seen some of the work that we were doing. The acknowledgement weighs heavy because there's so many amazing people out there in all of this time of like despair and anxiety and worry. It was hopeful to know that there were so many people working together as community. It didn't matter how much money you made. It didn't matter the color of your skin or the language you spoke or where you lived, where your home was. It was people helping people, humans being human. And my hope is that we can continue to do those things, that we continue to be better humans, to be better people. Because there's a lot more work to be done.